All right, hello, and welcome back to the DBB segment known as Yu-Gi-Oh, where today we'll be covering episodes 36 through 40 of Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters, also known as the conclusion of the Duelist Kingdom arc. But before we get into talking about all that, we got to introduce ourselves with you today. My name is the King of Dungeon Dice, Enrique.
And my name is Yami T-Max.
All right, Tristan.
Yes.
Some shit went down.
It sure as hell did. Yugi
finally got his hands on that punk-ass Pegasus.
That pedo-ass Pegasus.
And my God, did he use the most convoluted, stupid-ass, bullshit-ass method to beat Pegasus that probably still shouldn't have worked.
Why shouldn't it have worked?
They were playing a double duel against one guy.
Okay, and?
That is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen.
How? It's fine, bro. It was a Millennium Item battle.
Is Pegasus just ass at Yu-Gi-Oh? Like, is he just ass at this game he created? Because even if they're doing that, you should be able to figure out, he's probably going to play a card right there. Like, even if you're not seeing it, like, why does Kaiba play so well against Yugi without knowing what Yugi's going to do when Pegasus just couldn't do it? He was like, I can't cheat. I just lose now.
Well, I mean, did you hear Yugi say, like, he's just been cheating for so long that he probably got rusty, bro?
Whatever, bro.
It happens.
Yu-Gi-Oh, these nuts, bro.
I don't think I want to.
But yeah, that was some baby back bullshit. I told you Pegasus was going to bust out Toon World. It's literally his go-to card.
So the problem is I mistook the end part of the duel for being the entire duel, and I remember that taking a lot longer. So that's where my problem with that occurred.
How much longer did you want this to take? This was like a 5-episode duel.
Yeah, I know, but I remember the end part, the shadow duel. I remember that being like the whole duel.
Nah, because, yeah, Pegasus got heated. He was like, all right, well, fuck it then. We're going to the hell.
Is it the shadow realm?
Pegasus is such a salty-ass loser. He said, well, man, you want to do all that? Man, fuck you. Let's do this shit.
Mm-hmm. Got his ass whooped by a 12-year-old.
Well, Pegasus, he didn't actually, because Pegasus got his ass whooped by a 1,000-year-old pharaoh.
Well, that but too.
Pegasus started cheating again. Not really cheating, but he was just using his strategies, if you ask me. And he knew that fucking Yugi can't handle Shadow Realm.
He was
in
right.
In the Shadow Realm, Yugi's body can't handle it, so he's got to stay out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. He almost died.
And this is where I go, oh my God, they're doing it again. Fuck.
Which part?
Oh, you know exactly which part I'm talking about. Pegasus is like, fuck it. You can't use your shit now, right? I'm going to read your mind, Yami. And he goes to read his mind, and what he sees is a group photo of Joey, Taya, and Tristan throwing a blood sign at Pegasus, and he's like, what the hell is going on?
The power of friendship.
I literally wrote down, Pegasus lost to the fucking power of friendship.
He really did, bro. It's crazy.
And I was like, Jesus, this is fucking ridiculous. This is fucking really stupid, right? And so that part kind of took away from the first appearance of the Magician of Black Chaos.
Oh, my God.
That motherfucker cold.
That motherfucker now, is the coldest.
Does it make sense? Because he's only 300 attack points stronger than Dark Magician.
I'm confused by that part. Because then they're going to go on with some bullshit abilities and whatever else. Even though those don't work later on in the show anyway. It's stupid.
So I was like, he's not that much stronger. He's acting like he summoned the greatest card of all time when Blue Eyes were coming and kicking the dog shit. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Blue Eyes would whoop his ass. How are you not going to have this card have like 3,200 attack points or something? Like, Yugi's had more powerful cards on his side throughout this tournament.
At least make it even with Blue Eyes. Like, at that point, it's like, okay, 3K is like a solid, like, okay, this dude's the shit.
If you're going to say that he's, like, the most power, you got to have him at, like, 35, to be honest.
Nah, 35 is busted. Like, that's 30, you're getting into
exactly,
OP.
Bro. That's what I'm, but if you're going to have a card that you say is like that, it's got to be that OP.
What's Black Luster, 35 or 3 stacks?
I think Black Luster might be 3 stacks. It might be 32.
He's something. I know he's at least
it's
3.
Not, I think he's at least 3, but I don't think he's either 3 stacks or 32, because he's not up at 35, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. I know he's up. I think he's at least on par with Blue Eyes.
But the fact that Black Luster Soldier is more powerful than the Magician of Black Chaos, come on.
Well, they're both ritual monsters, so
yeah, it's like, but still, come on, man.
Black Luster's cooler, though.
Debatable, but like I'm on your side.
So was there anything that happened in this duel where you're like, that was cool? Because it really fucking wasn't. I was actually very butthurt because, especially coming off that Yugi-Joey duel that was really, really good until the very end where Yugi did that bullshit again.
Okay, what? But, the Yugi-Joey duel was good. In this duel? Nope.
That's what I'm saying. It was like, for the final duel of the arc, it was kind of sorry. I even liked the Kaiba-Yugi duel better than this.
Oh, with the castle?
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah, that was pretty sick, I'm not gonna lie. No, where this
dude... I'll just fucking kill myself, I dare you.
Yeah.
At least Kaiba's man enough till later on at the end of this section, he was like, Yugi. He was like, what? That shit didn't count. Yugi's like, word.
he goes, I had to do what I had to do.
Kaiba was like, look, that was some other shit, alright? Like, that was for Moku. We gotta run that back still. Like, I still need my ones, dog. And Yugi's like, shit.
Kaiba is that dude.
At least Kaiba knew that was a sorry-ass way to win, trying to kill yourself. Fuck it, I'll die.
I'll die before I let my brother die, even though if I die, my brother will die.
Nah, Yugi would have saved him anyways.
Yeah, I know that, but Kaiba seemed to think that it wouldn't happen that way, because he's, you know, I don't know.
He's special Kaiba.
He really is. But no, Yugi didn't even do anything all that. Like, he had another ritual, which what I should have done when starting this over was counting all the cards in Yugi's deck.
There's at least 700 of them.
He's somewhere around the 30 mark, I think. Because for whatever reason...
I thought the deck minimum was like 40.
Yeah. But we've only seen like 30-ish. You know, we see the same 10 monsters every time. We've seen the same like 4 trap cards, the same 5 magic cards. So I don't know what his other cards are.
You
want to
see Mirror Force again? You want to see Swords Revealing Light again?
Uh-huh.
You want to see Reborn the Monster again?
Mm-hmm.
Which one you want?
Spellbinding Circle, maybe?
The GOAT?
Spellbinding Circle is pretty lit, I'm not going to lie to you.
Then the two ritual spell cards?
The two ritual spell cards. The Living Arrow.
That sounds like some living bullshit, but okay.
Bro, that's a good card. Can't believe I never had that
actually
one.
No, not. No one used that one.
Why?
That was not meta.
I never had that card. I couldn't have used it. I don't know. He had like 10 monsters. And most of them got their asses whooped just for fun.
Word.
Like, hey, Yugi won. Good for him. But, oh, dude. The best part of this section was Evil Bakura.
What part of Evil Bakura?
What do you mean the part where Evil Bakura went bananas? He said, watch
Tristan
this.
Tristan was mind-raping people?
Well... I meant the part where he brought the monsters to life. He said, man-eating bug, bitches.
And talking about in the dungeon with Tristan.
When they were, like, climbing up the tower, yeah.
Yeah, trying to get Mokuba?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was interesting. I just don't understand how Tristan wasn't like, man, Bakura's acting really weird right now.
I mean, he did eventually.
I mean, eventually, but it was like... Bro, you should have noticed when he was like, take this, you heathen. I was like, bro, Bakura don't even talk like that. Like,
well, I think this is another situation of the Yami Yugi thing where, you know, to us, he's different, but to them, he sounds exactly the same.
Okay, no, you're not. I let you get away with the Yami Yugi thing because they actually act similar. Bakura was talking completely different.
I mean, yeah.
It's like if one day I showed up and I was speaking in old English only. And you're like,
yeah,
that's pretty fucking weird.
Yeah,
you'd be like, you good? Okay. You'd be like, I guess good. like no, bro, that makes no sense. Like, it just completely changed his diction and everything. I was just like, what the fuck? And then finally, at least it finally clicked for Tristan. He was like, you ain't Bakura, are you? And he was like, How'd you know?
Bro, can we talk about the bullshit with the Millennium Ring where Tristan threw that bitch about 20 yards, but then it fell like 600 feet, and then it just fucking appeared back on Bakura?
You talking about Dark Bakura?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dark Bakura got some sort of magnetism in his hands. I don't know.
Because Dark Bakura got banished into the fucking graveyard. And
Came back.
Then the Millennium Ring got tossed.
Came back. Didn't they say, like, I don't know if they say it later or something, but they said, like, even if you lose it, the Millennium pieces are, like, attracted to their destined user.
Maybe.
Unless they're in the possession of someone else. So, like, the eye won't try to go back to Pegasus. Even though I think in the sub, Pegasus is dead now, but that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, he not technically dead, but he dead.
In the sub, he's dead.
On the sub.
Yeah. I think I read either in the sub or the manga, Pegasus dies after that duel.
Yeah, no, that would make the most sense to me.
That was a shadow game, so Pegasus should be dead.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, we're just disregarding the rules of shadow games, but okay.
Well, you know, like, four kids.
Yeah, fuck four kids, but at the same time, they made GX, and I'm like, god damn, they made GX. But that GX dub's something tough when we get there.
Really?
So, yeah, it is. So, yeah, but I mean, it's kind of fucked up. Either way, it's fucked up, because, like, you can't change the fact Bakura has the eye now, right?
Correct.
So, A, Pegasus is dead. He took it from Pegasus' corpse. B, Bakura ripped that shit out of his eye socket.
Mm-hmm.
So, either way, it's pretty cursed what he did to Pegasus.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up what he did right there. I can't believe, I don't even know.
Yeah.
These things happen, I suppose, even though they don't explain much.
Yeah. R.I.P. Pegasus, the eye socket at the least. So then, alright, so Bakura's doing all that, right? Tristan knows Bakura wants Mokuba, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would everyone, after they won this duel, go, hey, Bakura, can you watch after Mokuba for us? Bro, what the fuck were they thinking?
Okay, no. This one's kind of fair, because Tristan, as much as you hate on him, and I'm not saying most of it is undeserved, but he goes, well, this is connected to the Millennium Ring, like the one dude is connected to Yugi's Millennium Puzzle. So if I get rid of the Millennium Ring, then it'll be okay. And the logic was sound. There's no reason.
It really wasn't.
No, it's pretty sound. There's no reason for Tristan to believe that the Millennium Ring should just reappear with Bakura for no reason.
Counterpoint, what if he's wrong about his theory and they're still lingering? Like, you still want to be safe. You're like, okay, let's not leave Bakura alone. Plus, he didn't even tell anyone this shit.
Then he's wrong, but...
He didn't even tell anyone what Korra's plan was.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure he did. He said, you know, something with the... Bakura did some weird shit. I took care of it. That's what he said.
He didn't explain. Bakura was trying to take over Mokuba's body. At least Taya's the worstless piece of shit character she is in the show. She at least would have been smart enough to say, maybe let's not leave Bakura with Mokuba.
Oh.
Because I'm just going to assume at this point, fucking Bakura's evil Bakura is inside Mokuba now. I forgot what Cud's name is.
You mean, oh, I know what it is, but I don't want to spoil it, bro.
Merrick got it.
This motherfucker.
Bro, everyone knows Merrick, dog.
Not everyone knows. Bro, we're acting like people haven't seen this before.
No, we're not. We've been mentioning partial spoilers for everything like the entire time we've been reviewing. I've been teasing Dungeon Die since episode one.
Yeah, you just can't control yourself on that one. It is what it is. Right. I can accept that one because Dungeon Dice is just, it's like the best part of the show.
Tightest shit ever. Dungeon Dice Monsters. They have his own theme song. So, Bakura ran up, clapped the shit out of Pegasus after he revealed that Pegasus was doing all this for the love of his life that he lost, probably. She's dead, but they didn't want to say that shit.
They didn't even say how, really.
Probably cancer or something, you know what I'm saying? She got hit by a rock. She got hit by a bottle of Ciroc, actually. Someone just cracked her in the back of the head at a nightclub. Pixis wasn't ready for that shit. It was Diddy with all his allegations. It was Diddy.
It was Diddy.
He was aiming for Pegasus. Hit, fuck. He said, stop touching those little kids. That's my territory. Hit. Went to hit Pegasus. Hit the woman. She died. Classic.
These things happen.
Yeah, so she's just dead. He wanted to save her by sacrificing souls to the Shadow Realm. Which is like, I don't know if she wants you to do that, Pegasus. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad plan, but I don't know if it's like the one she'd want for him to do.
Oh, no, not even a little bit.
But yeah, so that's pretty much it for this section. We're over with Duel's Kingdom. Yugi is crowned the King of Games.
He is, and Kaiba said, hey man, we gonna run that back.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. Kaiba said we gonna run that back. Plus, he got the other card. I forgot what it was. It was a 101 hand-painted by Pegasus card.
Oh, the Shining Friendship or some bullshit.
The Big Booty Bitches card. That's what we're gonna call it. And then Yugi doesn't keep that shit for very long. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
He got the 101. It's probably worth billions of dollars. He's like, I don't want that shit. So, yeah. And he gives Joey the entire 3 mil. I don't know why he doesn't pay for the fucking surgery and just leave it at that. But he's like, nah, man, that's yours, Joey. And Joey's like, shit. About to spend this on strippers and cocaine, big homie. That's the Brooklyn in me. And that's it. That's Duelist Kingdom. King of Games, Yugi. And now people are going to start coming for his crown.
Everybody. And their
people
childs.
Know Joey now because Joey plays second.
So, yeah. Well, technically,
Joey plays third, but that's a whole different conversation.
What do you mean he plays third?
Pegasus was second.
No. Yugi won, Joey got second, and the prize was a match with Pegasus.
No, because the prize was the shit he got at the end.
It was both.
No, the prize was the shit he got at the end.
No, see, this is something I wrote down, I believe, in the last section, was that they just kept changing what it meant to win this tournament. Like,
so like, Pegasus, oh, well. So Pegasus, okay. Pegasus won. Is he the King of Games?
No.
Then, okay, this is bullshit then. But they didn't say he was the King of Games until after he beat Pegasus.
Well, because if he'd lost to Pegasus in that Shadow Duel, he would have just been dead. There would have been no King of Games.
But he, okay, but if he won, they would have said, you are now the King of Games. You get your right to play Pegasus.
Hey, man, I'm not taking responsibility for how they chose to phrase things because they kept changing it, and I didn't know how to handle it.
Fair. That's not our job. Our job is to make silly jokes.
And do our best.
Shout out Merrick. We won't talk about him for about 12 years. So that concludes Duelist Kingdom. We're out of here for today. We won't be talking about shit next episode, so don't even bother listening to that one because it's a bunch of filler ass filler shit. Unless you want to hear some great jokes around the crack. Word. Alright, you guys want to check us out on social media, you can check us out on all platforms at DABNGBOIS. That's The Binge Boys. If it's not at The Binge Boys, it's at Binge Boys. Boys, that's a nice little burp right there. Pop, lock, and drop it. It's going to be at Binge Boys. So, yeah, check us out on those. We're out of here. And I remind you guys, with you today, I am the King of Dungeon Dice Enrique.
And I am Yami T-Max.
And we will see you guys next time on Yu-Gi-Oh!